Gaon's famous piece that he has on Chad Gadya. So we're just going to mention the beginning part of the Vilna Gaon's famous idea on Chad Gadya. The Vilna Gaon writes that, and he tucks it away, he doesn't put it in another place, but he tucks it away over here. He says that any of the brachos that we have, that Klal Yisrael have, any bracha that you're able to receive today in your life, or in any previous generation, is only because of the fact that Yaakov got the brachos from Yitzchak. And those brachos that he received from Yitzchak were because of the fact that his mother told him, go prepare for me shnei gdei izim. I want you to prepare for me two goats. So everyone asked the question, what does he mean? Why two goats? It's one person that's eating. Why does Yitzchak actually need to have two goats? So the famous thing is, of course, that one of the goats, these two goats, not only is it a reference, going to be a reference to Chad Gadya, it's a reference to the Sar La'azazim L'Sar La'ashem to Yom Kippur. The ultimate level of atonement that's going to take place, the two goats that will be on Yom Kippur, that show our ultimate devotion to Hashem and show that we are separating away from Azazel, from whatever that dark side is. That's the two goats that happen there. That's a medrash, and so that's a Zohar on that in particular piece over that explains this idea. But the Vilna Gaon goes on to say that in fact, the two goats, any bracha that the Jewish people have within this world is only because of that bracha. Because in fact, initially, it was supposed to be that Esav was supposed to get Olam Hazeh, this world entirely, and Yaakov and the Jewish people were going to get the spiritual side of this world and Olam Haba. But only because of the fact that Yaakov, following his mother's lead, was able to get these brachos, it's for this reason that we're able to have bracha in this world and Olam Hazeh. So therefore he says that there's a medrash that says, based on this pasuk, v'kach li shnei gedei izin, take from me these young goats. What are they referring to? They're going to be good for you. And these gedit, whatever, izim tovim, they're going to be good for you and good for your children. You're going to get bracha through that, and therefore any bracha that happens within the world, that bracha is going to enable you to bring the izim on Yom Kippur, but it also means that any bracha that exists in this world. And then he says, it's known that when Yaakov Avinu received these brachos, what did he do with these brachos? He gave them over to, what did he give it over to?
Yosef.
He gave it over to Yosef. How do you know he gave it over to Yosef? The Vilna Gaon says, I'll tell you how you know. When you look at the brachos, two for two, when you look at the brachos that Yaakov gives over to his sons, only one person gets a bracha that has the word bracha in it. And that's Yosef HaTzadik. The pasuk says by Yosef that it says, Berchos Avicha Atavo Salam, right? This Berchos Avicha, is he says that Yaakov is actually giving the brachos that Yitzchak gave him, he's giving this over to Yosef. And therefore the other brothers didn't actually get those brachos. Yosef got the bracha of Parnassa that's going to be given over in all goodness. But he goes on to say, it's also known when the brothers are overwhelmed with jealousy and they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, they wanted to nullify ultimately all of his possessions that he had. And by doing that, it was going to actually nullify all the brachos coming over to the Jewish people. It's for this reason why we understand why the Jewish people went into slavery based on the mechir of Yosef, based on the sale of Yosef. Why? Because they took the brachos away. By selling him into slavery, they took the brachos. That's the brachos originally from Yitzchak. And they began the sequence of slavery. And this is why we've said in many years in the past that the whole idea of the beginning of your Seder begins. The first food you eat is the food of? First food is?
Vegetable.
That's right. First food is karpas. The vegetable. What is karpas? So we've said this many years in the past. Karpas is the ketonet pasim, as we know, because of the fact that we learn that the word karpas, we learn from Megillas Esther, chor karpas utchilas, we've said this before many, many times, and that karpas is referring to klei melas, some type of clothing, and so karpas is referring to the clothing, so you dip your vegetable in your salt water, it's like the brothers dipping the cloak in blood. But what is that related to, of course? The whole idea that... the whole thing started, right? So what? So we always understood that meant that the gala started because of sinat chinam, because they hated one another. But it's more than that. The Gala started because they took away the brachot. They took away the brachot of Yosef at Tzadik by selling him to Mitzrayim because the brachot were only given over to him. And it was only because of the fact that we were at the 49th level tomb, we're going to lose everything that Hashem took us out from this idea. And that's ultimately where it comes down to. So So really the idea of the brachot are not just simply a nice thing to have. It's any olam hazeh brachot, any brachot that you have in this world is actually coming from the brachos that Yitzchak gave over to Yaakov. And those brachos were almost lost when the brothers took it away from Yosef. He also points out that the word, you know, so that's, by the way, that's the beginning of Chad Gadya. As an introduction to Chad Gadya, because it's Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. One goat, one goat. It's not one goat, one goat. It's two goats. Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya is reference to the two goats, right? It's to the two goats of Yom Kippur and the two goats that that Yaakov gave over, that he prepared through his mother. Those are the two goats. So Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, it's always a separation of these two different goats. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. It's always separate. It's not that he gave two goats. It's one goat, one goat. Notice that. Also, Esav is also represented by an Ez as well. He's represented by a goat. How is he represented by a goat? He's an Ish Sa'ir. Ish Sa'ir, we always translate as a hairy man. Sa'ir, right, represents a Sa'ir Ezim, represents the element of goats that actually takes place. So you have this whole idea that Esav is referred to that of the goats over here. He has much more to discuss because each paragraph is the famous words of the Vilna Gaon. It's the last piece of the Haggadah that he goes through everything on this idea. But just then, you're ending with the Haggadah on this note of Chad Gadya to recognize all the bracha that Hashem gives us within the world. And that bracha is originally stemming from that bracha that Yaakov was able to actually get from Yitzchak. So you end your Seder with this to be able to receive more bracha, not just in the Seder, but in life.